from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, December 16th. Just ahead, we'll hear the first in a two-part series on how COVID-19 can be especially dangerous for people with diabetes. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has proposed $700 million in cuts to this year's budget to close a projected nearly $4 billion shortfall. The spending reductions include possible furloughs for state employees. Hannah Meisel reports.
The proposal includes trimming $126 million from the state's Department of Human Services, even as the pandemic has driven up the need for social services. The governor floated furlough days for state employees, including those at the Department of Human Services and other service agencies. But AFSCME, which represents some 80,000 state employees, immediately rejected the plan as extreme. For his part, Pritzker says pursuing these cuts is painful.
By definition, taking employees off the front lines will slow the delivery of services to our residents. But this is the place we find ourselves today.
Pritzker says he's still hopeful a Joe Biden presidency will mean the federal government could eventually provide some assistance to replace COVID-related revenue losses. But even with his proposed cuts, the governor says the legislature must work to eliminate more than $1 billion additional dollars from the state's budget. I'm Hannah Meisel.
All Illinois hospitals are expected to have doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to administer to their first wave of employees by next week. That's according to Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
We have 96 hospitals that will be giving vaccines this week. Those were associated with the 50 counties that had the highest death per capita. And so that's just for this week. And of course, there'll be subsequent pushes every single week. By next week, all hospitals will be engaged.
Medical workers in Peoria and Chicago received the first vaccinations yesterday. Healthcare employees are among the top priorities for the first COVID-19 vaccines. But that process will take some time, with only about 48,000 vaccine doses received in the first week and uncertainty about what's coming in subsequent weeks. Three Champaign County towns are offering grants to small businesses to help pay for the equipment and supplies they need to protect employees and customers from the coronavirus. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Officials in Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul are using state coronavirus relief money to help small businesses pay for all the things they buy to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, from masks and sanitizer to contactless water faucets and those outdoor dining domes at restaurants. Champaign City Planner T.J. Blakeman says any businesses receiving grant money must follow mitigation rules and things like limits on building occupancy or bans on indoor dining.
We did make that a requirement of our program. If you are going to accept money from the city, you will be required to follow that mitigation.
Champaign and Rantoul are offering grants of up to $5,000 each. Urbana's grants go up to $20,000. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign and Urbana are taking grant applications from local businesses until December 30th. Rantoul's deadline is this Friday. Public health officials reported nearly 7,400 new COVID-19 cases in Illinois yesterday, including 117 deaths. Those included Champaign County's 76th COVID-related fatality, a woman in her 70s. Illinois' COVID-19 positivity rate continues to slowly decrease. The seven-day case positivity rate is at 8.6% compared to 12.8% a month ago. Champaign County reported 59 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are 871 active cases in the county, the lowest number since December 1st. 22 of those patients are hospitalized. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves the broader region, reports 92 patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19. 25 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll learn about the complications that COVID-19 can cause in people with diabetes. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on The 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. COVID-19 can be especially dangerous for people living with diabetes, and medical experts are realizing that the relationship between the diseases is very complex. SideFX Public Media's Farah Yousry reports to open a two-part series.
I love you. So many germs. Kids are yucky.
Agatha Walston leads a busy life. She's a nurse in southern Indiana and a single mother of two young kids. Still, she's kept control of her type 1 diabetes for over 28 years. But when the pandemic hit, she feared that could be unraveling.
I sat down with him and I said, okay, there's this super killer virus on the loose. And I'm a nurse and I will probably get it. That was a really hard conversation to have with the kids to make sure that they knew that, you know, if mom goes, they're still going to have each other. I'm sorry.
People living with diabetes are not more likely to get COVID-19, but they're at a much greater risk of developing severe symptoms and complications. A COVID study in England examined more than 20,000 deaths and found that a third of those people were diabetic. In mid-April, Walston tested positive. She survived without hospitalization, but months later, she noticed new health issues. She was diagnosed with high cholesterol, elevated blood pressure, heart problems, and glaucoma, a condition that could cause blindness.
The glaucoma specialist, he had said, you know, you're already at risk for glaucoma, so we won't know if it was COVID or diabetes.
Walston's other doctors are unsure if COVID is behind any of these complications or if her diabetes was a contributing factor. But Walston is far from the only diabetic battling health complications from a COVID infection.
So even if your blood glucose control is perfect, you're still going to have some risks.
This is Dr. Carmela Evans-Molina, director of the Diabetes Research Center at Indiana University. She says that COVID has the power to elevate blood sugar levels and cause insulin resistance even in previously healthy people. And for diabetics, this effect is magnified.
So they might then need changes in their insulin regimen or changes in their diabetes medication. If they're in the hospital, obviously their providers in the hospital will be taking care of these things. But if they're recovering from COVID at home, they need to be very careful in checking their blood glucose very frequently and then be in communication with their doctors as well.
She says that such drastic changes in blood sugar levels could cause long-term complications if not managed carefully.
Well, we realized quite early on in the pandemic, during the course of the pandemic, that there was a bidirectional relationship between COVID and diabetes.
Dr. Francisco Rubino is a professor at King's College London. In a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine, he and other healthcare professionals noted that the severe insulin resistance caused by COVID might have another shocking effect.
Even people who didn't have any history of diabetes coming up to the hospital with clear signs of having diabetes.
Rubino says data is still limited, but there seems to be cases, and he set up a global registry called COVID-DIAP to track them. Back at her lab at Indiana University, Dr. Evans-Molina's team studied pancreatic cells of patients who passed away from COVID, and she says they did not see evidence of the virus being able to cause new onset diabetes.
And I think we're really early in our understanding of that.
She notes that managing COVID patients requires the use of steroids, which cause elevated blood sugar levels. That's one of many factors that could have damaging effects on diabetics or someone with pre-diabetes.
So we know that we're probably seeing people who are very close to a diagnosis pass over that threshold and become diagnosed with diabetes.
Back home with her kids, Walston says that as a diabetic, this year has been rough physically and emotionally.
The best thing about 2020, not dying.
Doctors and scientists are working to understand the relationship between COVID-19 and diabetes. With rates of diabetes and pre-diabetes in the U.S. reaching epidemic levels, that's crucial to protect millions of Americans who are at the highest risk.
Why were you freaking out?
Because I didn't want my mom to die.
I wouldn't want my mom to die either.
For SideFX Public Media, I'm Farah Yousry.
Tomorrow, we'll examine the way clinicians are handling COVID's impact on blood sugar. This reporting is supported by the GBH Educational Foundation through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says snow should end this morning, then look for cloudy skies with a high of 33 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, Jim Meadows, and Farah Yousry. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.